This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number, and we're going to be joined in short order by Denise Botcher, the State Director for Louisiana AARP, a group of citizens above 50 years old, and we know that coronavirus, which has taken 11 souls in East Baton Rouge, hits the people of a certain age at a much higher rate than others. And in Louisiana, we've got some bad habits that we're dealing with. Most of our population is obese, and people who are fat have more of a chance of getting COVID-19. And we have a lot of diabetics, particularly type 2 diabetics, and I saw that more than 40% of the cases that have been reported in Louisiana involve people with a diabetic condition. But there are ways, of course, to protect ourselves as best we can, and AARP is looking to help people find those ways with a statewide telephone town hall. And good morning to you, Denise Botcher.
Good morning, Jim. Nice. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to talk with you, Denise, as always. Well, tell us about this. It's tomorrow, and you've got a lot of authorities, who will be on hand to give pertinent information. What's going on?
Well, tomorrow at 10:10 a.m., we're going to have a statewide teletown hall. So we will be calling folks in their home, roughly about 100,000 people across Louisiana, and providing them with information. So we'll have an expert on, Dr. Benjamin Springate, who is in clinical medicine at the LSU Health Sciences Center. He will be on to give us the latest guidance from the CDC to go over some of those practical things, but important things that we all need to be doing and practicing each and every day, all day long. And then Lavonda Dobbs, who is with the 211 service, which is the designated call line for anyone to find out about local resources. So for older adults who are wondering how they can get on the Meals on Wheels service, for example, or how they do their SNAP benefits, just all of those things that you want to find out about your local community. And, Jim, this is so important, I think, for many of us in the metro areas. You know, we listen to radio shows and we get all of our news from the television stations. We get to watch the governor when he does his press conference. But for those in the rural areas, they may not be getting the information. So that's why we are calling into people's homes, because hopefully they are at home and they can get this information right where they are.
How many members in Louisiana do you have, Denise?
We have close to 500,000 AAR members across Louisiana. So those folks who are 50 and older.
More than 10% of the population of Louisiana are members of AARP Louisiana. And this is an important organization for those over 50 years old. And tomorrow, as mentioned, it'll be Dr. Benjamin Springate of LSU who will be front and center. You'll be moderating the discussion, I understand.
I will be, Jim. And even, wanted to point out as well that even if you don't receive the phone call at home, you can always call in. And so I wanted to give your listeners this number, if I
All
can.
Right. Certainly.
To join the call, dial 877-229-8493. And you'll be able to get plugged into the call and ask questions. And even if we're not able to get to all the callers' questions, because we understand around the nation so many folks have questions, we'll be able to get your name and number and leave your question. And we're going to try and get the answer for you as quickly as possible.
That number again is 877-229-8493 for the AARP virtual town hall, and there will be at least 100,000 people online to hear important information about COVID-19. As we know, our state has been hit harder than most. 6% of the deaths from coronavirus nationally have occurred in Louisiana, particularly the New Orleans area hit hard. But 6%, and we have 1.4% of the national population. So you can see we're four times higher than we should be if we had the rate that most other states have for coronavirus deaths. Now, I'm very pleased that you're starting this tomorrow at 10:10 a.m. You made sure you did it right after our show. So when should people start calling to get in?
That's right, Jim, we did. We recommend that folks start dialing in at 10:10, so or if not just a little bit before. So even though the call starts at 10:10, we wait until we have a majority of folks on the line before we actually start the call. But again, you can call in at any time from 10:10 to 11 a.m. to join the call and to listen in.
And as mentioned, like most maladies, this one is affecting people of advanced ages more so than others, and some young people too. But the older we are, the more of a chance we have of being vulnerable to this.
That's right, Jim. And I think it's so important that we stay up to date on what the latest CDC guidelines are, what the governor is advising us to do. And so we just constantly need to stay plugged in to all the news that's going out to the CDC website, that cdc.gov website, to find all of that so that we know how to protect ourselves and those we love.
Denise Botcher, the AARP State Director, 500,000 members in Louisiana. And again, for the teleconference tomorrow, 877-229-8493. And I have a listener who asked, do only members of AARP have the option to call, or can the public at large participate?
The public at large can participate, absolutely.
Okay.
We'd love to have you on the call.
877-229-8493, and Denise Botcher will be the moderator. And we always look forward to talking with you, and I'm sure we'll have occasion to talk again very soon. Good luck tomorrow. Thank you, Denise.
Yes, thank you, Jim.
Appreciate it.